The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good morning, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Good morning. And very interesting discussion to have so early on a Friday. And also as somebody who is involved with numerous Jewish organizations, and we also face a point where we're trying to encourage new blood. You raise some very, very interesting questions and also some interesting solutions in terms of giving people a stake in what they are doing.
Yeah, 100%. Rolene, let's get to some of the news stories. Israel's police are bracing for tension on the Temple Mount today as metal detectors are staying put. That was a decision taken last night.
Well, this is on the back of last week's horrendous terror attack that broke, you know, while we were speaking, and which resulted in the deaths of two of our finest, our Druze policemen. And as a result, the Israeli government have taken the decision to put metal detectors and cameras up on the Temple Mount so that we don't have the situation that we had last week as well. And this has angered many, including the Waqf, who've actually called for a boycott of the Temple Mount, and the Palestinian Authority ruling party Fatah, who actually called for a day of rage on Wednesday and for protests on the Temple Mount. And what they've called for today is mass prayer throughout the area for people to come out into the city squares, to the town squares, and pray, and by any means necessary get to the Temple Mount. So a lot of discussion and a lot of heated debate has taken place this past week. It even has involved the Jordanian king and the Saudis, who have also tried to broker some arrangement. But the end decision is that the metal detectors will stay put for the time being. This is to ensure the safety and security of worshippers who do come up onto the Temple Mount. And also, the cabinet have decided to restrict entrance to the Temple Mount compound to people of the age of 50 and above for their safety. So the old city today, very, very, very tense. I would urge people to try and maybe avoid those areas if you are going into Jerusalem. There will be certain areas that will be closed to the traffic, and the police have been told that they need to uphold security and make any kind of decision that will ensure the free access to holy sites while upholding security and public order.
Did you see that the UK government actually issued a travel advisory until the 23rd?
Well, I can understand that things are very, very tense in Jerusalem at the moment. And, you know, having said that, you know, I know that a lot of listeners listening will see that maybe this is an act of aggression on Israel's part. I just want to reiterate that in Israel, if I go down to the Western Wall to pray, I have to go through metal detectors, and there are cameras in and around this holy area, as there are in every public area in Israel. Also, in Saudi Arabia, there are metal detectors that you have to pass through, and cameras on your way to Hajj. So this is not a case of occupying something or being aggressive. It really is to try and maintain security as much as possible, especially in light of last week's terror attack.
What I find so interesting is the language. You know, everything starts with language, Rolene. And when they're talking about calling for a day of rage, you know who else uses that kind of terminology? ISIS. Have you ever heard the phrase,
exactly,
die in your rage?
Exactly. And also the media are referring to this as the siege of Al-Aqsa, and Al-Aqsa is not under siege in any way. So language is important, especially in this area, in this part of the world that is so volatile and literally can explode at any given moment. So I really would caution people to think about the language that is used, and you know, how they want to cover this particular very, very difficult, very, very sensitive issue.
Yeah. All right. So it's a story that we've actually wanted to speak to Anthony Reich about the whole week, but we just never got there, was the thousands demanding gay adoption rights in Tel Aviv protest. So just give us a little bit of background to this.
Well, currently, you can adopt a child as an LGBT individual, but not as a couple. So activists took to the street this week in their thousands saying that the government really needs to put their money where their mouth is and allow for couples to adopt children, for gay couples to adopt children. And they took to the streets last night in Tel Aviv, some estimated 5,000 to 6,000 people.
Oh, Rolene? Okay, we got you back.
Yeah, I thought I disappeared there for a second.
Don't do that. Okay.
I will never disappear on you guys. I might wait a long time for my Uber, but I'll never disappear on you guys.
Good. All right, so...
But, Ro, what's the logic there? Why should an individual be allowed to adopt but not a couple?
And what difference
I'm
does it
make?
I'm
failing to see the logic in this because the Ministry of Social Affairs and Social Services said that they're not going to or it's not the time to change the current law. But they said that having gay parents would be baggage for the adopted children. And I really fail to see the logic in this. In fact, I would be quite happy to take to the streets with my LGBT citizens and protest on their behalf and say, you know, there are so many children who need a stable home and loving parents, and you can have baggage in heterosexual relationships. I don't like this.
Oh, please, have you ever met a family without baggage?
Exactly. And I'm an adopted child. I'm quite happy to say that. And as an adopted child who's been lucky enough to have two parents who love me, there are thousands of babies that would benefit from a stable, loving home, you know, regardless of sexual orientation. And I think that this is a very, very archaic decision by the government.
I was reading in the Jewish Report, actually, how there was an article on that. And isn't there something about that gay couples are allowed to adopt, but only children that would not be suitable for another home? So children who are too old that haven't been considered for adoption or something like that. I think I was reading it in the Jewish Report.
Matthew, so. You are not too old to be adopted.
But when I say too old, that's that they wouldn't be considered. But I think that, and I find that so children who wouldn't be considered normally by a heterosexual couple, such as children with disabilities or whatever, who they've struggled to find a home for, then they'll say you can adopt them.
Roe, is it going to the Supreme Court?
I think this will probably go to the Supreme Court. I think that if this is not settled soon, I think that there will be a move to take this to the Supreme Court. I think for a number of reasons. I think because I see it as being discriminatory. I think that because it brings into light two issues, adoption legislation and same-sex legislation. And I think that this also... brings to mind at the moment a lot of the power of the coalition at the moment and elements within that coalition who are scuppering these kind of laws being passed. And I think that in light of what we have seen over the last couple of weeks, this issue will probably go to the Supreme Court. So watch this space. LGBT activists have asked or actually demanded that Prime Minister Netanyahu intervene, and they've gone so far as to say that we hear the Prime Minister standing on international stages and speaking about Israeli pluralism, but now he really needs to put his money where his mouth is.
Very interesting. All right, well, we'll keep an eye on that. Rolene, will Roger Waters' concert in New York City be banned? Why would they want to ban him? I mean, he's such a lovely chap, so happy.
He's such a lovely gentleman, so full of love and joy and inclusiveness, isn't he?
Bubble of happiness.
He's not comfortably dumb at all. Roger Waters just got schooled by Occupy a Barbie. So there is a big debate whether or not former Pink Floyd frontman Roger Waters will be allowed to perform in the Nassau Coliseum on September 15th and 16th, because Roger Waters and his propensity, you know, for spreading the love about Israel, and I say that in the most sarcastic way possible, is actually flouting the anti-BDS laws. So there is a possibility that he will be not, or he won't be allowed to play. And Roger Waters is saying that he thinks they're going to fail because it's anti the American Constitution, which he also has a point in. We do have to give that to him. But legislation in various counties and various states across the U.S. have actually said that those who spread any kind of anti-Israel, anti-Semitic or anti-Zionist message, those who seek to promote boycotts, are against legislation that has been passed in a variety of states across the U.S. So it would be very, very interesting to see if Roger Waters is going to get an education in how to be perhaps a little bit more tolerant and more inclusive.
Are you suggesting he don't need no education?
No, I thought he'd need a big education.
It would be interesting to see if he uses his inflatable pig with the mug and David on at his New York concert. That would go down really well.
It's pretty New York.
If he does, 3.5 million
Jews.
He is just another
brick in the wall. Rolene Marks, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you very much. That's where we leave it this week. Look forward to speaking to you next Friday. Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
And stay safe, girl.